This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Pope Francis's motorcade had a vaguely worker-friendly vibe. The Pope ditched his Mercedes for a Fiat Chrysler, has the closest relationship with the UAW among auto's big three in Detroit, and last week struck a tentative agreement with the union. The Office of Personnel Management said that when hackers said to have been Chinese took security dossiers, they also took the fingerprints, a much larger theft than previously disclosed. The President of Israel issued a decree pardoning two imprisoned journalists from the Al Jazeera English News Network, as well as youth activists convicted of protesting. About 100 people, according to a presidential spokesperson. In a new brief, the Office of the NLRB General Counsel asked the board to reverse a Bush area standard that makes it harder for temporary employees to organize alongside permanent counterparts. Griffin is asking the Labor Board to overrule the Oakwood Care Center, where the board ruled that a group of contingent workers could not unionize with permanent employees without the consent of the employer. A stampede near Mecca has killed over 700 people. The accident in Saudi Arabia, in which over 860 were hurt, occurred as millions were making their pilgrimage or Hajj on the first day of one of the holiest Muslim holidays. Bar exam scores have declined over the past few years, and last summer graduates had some of the lowest scores in a decade. This year's scores could be even worse. The National Conference of Bar Examiners, which creates and scores the multi-state, multi-choice portion of the exam, maintains that the quality of incoming law students has declined, while many law professors blame the bar exam itself. Retailers are racing to meet an October 1st deadline set by credit card networks to switch to the more secure payment technology that is common in most of the world except the United States. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News, about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.